I want you to really invest yourself in your marriage and do everything that you can to make it work. Don't be so quick to throw in the towel. That was another lesson that my mother passed on to me. Welcome to episode number 23 with psychologist who runs her own practice, mother of two, and a dedicated wife, Raquel Muller. Hey mamas, welcome to the Being Mother Hustler podcast. I'm your host, Mother Hustler, Kareen Mills. I'm a mama of two boys, founder of a tribe called Mother Hustler Nation, co-founder of the Game Changers Global Network, an insurance professional turned lifestyle entrepreneur, keynote speaker, and author. Each and every week, I'm bringing you stories and thoughts from mom entrepreneurs who will inspire you to take massive imperfect action, unapologetically chase your dreams, and eradicate your excuses so you can quit treating your business like a hobby and turn your side hustle into full-time income. I know being Mother Hustler is not easy. But sisters, we are making it happen, even in this beautiful mess. Thank you so much for being present with me today. Now let's go mother the world. Mother Hustlers, what's up? It's your sister and fellow Mother Hustler, Kareen Mills. Ladies, one of the most common questions I receive from all of you is about podcasting. What did you do? How did you do it? How do you record an episode? Where do I get background music and transition music? When do you begin to monetize it? Well, today is your lucky day. I'm revealing my top secret. Are you ready? The answer to every single one of your questions is really simple. Anchor. Anchor is a one-stop shop for launching, recording, hosting, distributing, and monetizing your podcast. The best of all, it's 100% free and ridiculously user-friendly. I use the Anchor app on my iPhone to record solo episodes when I'm on the go in my car in between kids' sporting events and business appointments. So be sure to download the handy-dandy Anchor app. Or you may go to anchor.fm to get an even larger menu of features or customize your podcast. I use anchor.fm to produce my episodes with guests. Now, eradicate those excuses, take massive imperfect action, and launch your podcast.
There's never been a more challenging time to be a working mom. As a professional, a wife, and a mother of two, Dr. Raquel Muller knows firsthand how self-criticism, comparisons, and unrealistic expectations fueled by the supermom myth can cause moms to experience a disproportionate amount of stress, overwhelm, and guilt. After struggling with these issues herself, she used the skills she has learned as a psychologist, a mother, and a business owner to become a more patient, effective, and loving mother. Dr. Raquel now uses these same techniques to empower moms and teach them ways to relieve the pressure while still being great moms, maintaining happy marriages, and becoming happier, more fulfilled women in the process. Dr. Raquel Muller is originally from Panama City, Panama, and came to the U.S. almost 30 years ago. She completed two master's degrees and earned her doctorate in family psychology in 2004 from Seton Hall University. She worked as a licensed psychologist for over 12 years across three states. She has now transitioned from the therapy realm to being a coach and speaker, inspiring and supporting mothers to be the best moms they can be by developing themselves as human beings. Dr. Raquel believes that happy, confident moms provide a great role model to their children of how to create a successful and fulfilling life. In addition to speaking to local groups of moms, Dr. Raquel has been featured on the Emerging Pearl TV show, the Chicks Connect radio podcast, and the Red Tricycle online magazine. She offers inspirational and educational content in her Facebook fan page, Joyful Imperfection Counseling, as well as her Facebook group, Recovering Supermoms. And she writes a blog dedicated to moms. In her spare time, Dr. Raquel enjoys spending time with her girlfriends, reading, watching TV, traveling, cooking, being the designated kitchen taste tester when her husband cooks, and spending time with her family. My beautiful tribe, please help me in welcoming the mother hustler, mothering the world this week, Raquel Muller. Welcome, everyone. This is the Mother Hustler Podcast. I am your host, Kareen Mills. And we are fortunate today because we have Dr. Raquel Muller. And amazing woman that's about to grace us with some amazing value, just sharing her journey, because this is just what we're all about. It's just sharing our journey. Every single one of us have very different journey. The only thing that matters is we have the same challenges, right? So welcome, Raquel.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited to be here.
We are super excited to hear all about your journey. And what I'd like to do is, I usually love listening to your childhood. Like, tell us what that childhood looks like and how, you know, just kind of the journey of being a child, and what was it from your childhood that helped you mold into becoming the best version of you that you are today?
Wow, that's a great question. So I was born and raised in Panama City, Panama. Mm. And I grew up with my mom primarily. She was a single mom. And my dad was around, though, a lot of the time. He would come and visit very frequently. And actually, sometimes they would call him just so he could come and, like, give us a spanking when we were, you know, did something wrong. And, but both of them, they really always got along very well. And they both really encouraged me to get educated. When I had the opportunity to go to school, my mom always had me in private schools. And so that gave me a lot of opportunities in the sense that, well, I learned English. There was a lot of emphasis on, you know, learning English in my school. And so that was one of the things that I was really good at. One of the subjects that I was really good at. And in that particular school that I attended, there was a lot of emphasis on taking that education to the highest level that you could. The principal himself had a doctorate. And so this was, you know, there was always a talk about excellence and, you know, be the best in your field and go as far as you can go in that educational journey. And so I really took that to heart. So when it came time to graduate college, I already knew that I was going to graduate school. There was no question in my mind that I would go all the way and get that doctorate. So that's what I did.
What was your doctorate on?
So it's a doctorate in, it's a PhD in family psychology.
Beautiful. Wow.
So that allowed me to become licensed as a marriage and family therapist and also as a psychologist.
Wow. How long have you been in America?
This coming year, 2019, it's going to make 30 years.
3 years. Wow.
30.
Yeah. Okay.
That's awesome. So were you a kid when you came to America?
I was 17 when I came to the United States.
Wow, you look like 25.
Well, thank you, darling.
That's amazing. So we have a lot in common. I came to America. I was born and raised as well in the Philippines and came here 19 years ago. So it was 2000. And when you told me that story, it made me smile because I can so relate to you because of the fact that when I actually came here, my English was really broken, not because I didn't know how to speak English, but because I was intimidated because I was already 20 going on 21 when I came, kind of like you, but that's really a tough age, teenager, yeah. 20, 21 to come, leave all your friends at home. But hey, we survived and we're here now, we're talking and it's awesome. You talk about education and I think in countries like ours, education is all we got, right? Same thing with my family, education, education, education. Now that you are here in America, there are a lot of people that kind of shun education because of the fact that some of us have a accounting degree from the Philippines because I went back home and finished. I had only a semester left, so I went back home and finished my degree there. There's a lot of kids that are just quite not sure whether the degree they have is going to be useful in their career. What advice can you give to moms out there that are hoping to go back to school to either make a career change, to have the education that is required in their career, or they just want to further their education, but, you know, of course they're moms, they're busy, they have to make money. And there's a lot of factors for moms because we have a lot of responsibilities.
Oh, yes. Yeah. So, you know, I think, you know, again, I value education a lot and it's taken me really far. And at the same time, I have come to recognize that where I am right now, maybe I didn't need a PhD to get to where I am right now. However, I find that, you know, getting that education has really opened some doors for me and it gives me credibility and it gives me confidence. And I think that, you know, for any mom who is contemplating going back to school, if they really feel passionately about the field that they're wanting to go into, they should go for it because, you know, it's all about creating the kind of life that you want and fulfilling your purpose and your dream. Mm. So I think school should not be necessarily just, well, I'm going back to school so I can make more money. You know, there's that, of course, but I think the bigger goal should be, is this something, this particular field or profession, is this something that's going to bring me joy and fulfillment? And is it going to be something that I'm going to use to serve my purpose and to serve other people?
Yeah,
yes. I think that's so important to keep in mind.
Yeah, I had a guest that I asked the same question and I wanted to get your opinion on it because I've had two PhD guests, mom entrepreneurs, over on this podcast. And I don't know if you know Dr. Carol Parker Walsh. She's awesome.
Yes, I've met her and I listened to her interview and it was fantastic. There was so much energy there. She was so passionate, so eloquent.
Very.
Very yes. Enjoyable.
Yes. So you talk about, I'm going to go back to your childhood.
Yeah.
And you said you were raised by a single mother, which sounds to me like you were raised by a mother hustler as well. How many siblings did you have that she had to raise?
Yeah. So it was three of us in our home. Yeah.
That's awesome. There's a lot of similarities between you and me because although my parents are still married to this day, but as we were growing up, my mother operated like she was a single mom. Mm. My dad was very absent. He was around, but he had some troubles and he had a lot of vices and all that good stuff. So I think we really learn from our mother when they go through life, because I saw my mom struggle a lot, and I think I learned from her struggles to make sure that I am independent from my husband and from any man for that matter.
Oh, yes. Oh my gosh.
So yeah. Tell me about your experience watching your mom, and what does that look like for you as a little girl, and how does that experience impact you now as a mom, because we're both moms.
Yes.
And the way that we sometimes parent, it's either our parents inspired us to parent the same way, or we take it with a grain of salt. We do the good stuff, and then we try to not parent the other parts of how they parent. So tell us about that.
Yes. You know, I hear a lot of similarities in what you're sharing with my own experience. My mom, because she was a single mom, she had a lot of responsibility on her shoulders, right? She had to make sure that we had food to eat and shelter and school tuition and transportation. And we even had a nanny. So she actually did quite well in terms of providing, but it was sacrifice, mm-hmm. you know. And the one thing that I remember a lot is she always focused on get an education, get prepared, so you don't have to depend on a man to support you, right? You must carry your own weight, you know, and if things don't work out in your marriage, you know, when you get married, at least you'll be able to make it on your own and bring your kids forward and you know, raise them on your own. And so she was very big on that. And that's part of why she drove so hard for me to go to school and to be prepared, right? And at the same time, it's very interesting because when I was about to get married, which was 20 years ago now.
Wow,
congratulations. Thank you. So, but you know, I didn't ever have the experience of having my mom be married. When my parents split up, I was very little. I was like,
wow,
2 or 3 years old. So I don't remember anything about them being together or anything like that, right? And so she said to me that she made the mistake of not sticking it out. If she was in a relationship, which she had several relationships, and something wasn't to her liking, she would just kind of, you know, snip that cord and move on.
You know, she's a strong woman.
Yeah. And, you know, and she also grew up with a single mother.
Uh-huh.
My grandmother, too. She was, you know, a single mom of 6 kids. Oh, my goodness. But she told me, you know, I wish I would have stuck it out more. And I want you to really invest yourself in your marriage and do everything that you can to make it work.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be so quick to throw in the towel.
Mm.
So that was another lesson that she passed on to me. And that was very significant for me to hear those words from her.
That is very powerful because it's coming from a woman who threw in the towel
yes.
a lot. And for me, my mother didn't have a college education. I don't even think she finished her high school. So, and she came from a very, very poor family. And for me, my mother never really verbalized a lot of those like your mother has.
Mm-hmm.
For the most part, my mother showed it to me. And what had happened was like, she just stuck it out. And it's like, come on, you need to leave dad. You know, like there was so many chances for her to leave. Growing up as a teenager, you know, the first decade of my life, I loved my parents. I was super innocent. Even though my dad got a little violent, he never really hit my mom because he was too drunk to hit the mark. But that's my first decade. And the second decade was I hated my mom because I felt like she allowed that to happen to her. Mm. And I started having my own opinion about it. You know, as it become a teenager, you start being really aggressive and
yeah, and judgmental. And
yes, very judgmental. And I hated my mom in my second decade. And in the third decade, I become a mom. And that's when it all changed. And I revisited my teenage years. And I'm like, you know, my mom is a freaking strong woman for sticking it out. There were six of us. And I mean, it's just, it makes me emotional to talk about it because I finally got what she was trying to achieve. And to this day, they're still married and we're all happy. Like there's a happy ending. And like your mom said, it's you have to stick it out and make it work. And, you know, granted, there's like my interview yesterday or the other day with another transformational coach. She's gone through two divorces and she says, you know, I don't condone divorces and all that, but you have to learn how to fall in love with yourself first. And really see it as, is this still serving me? And if I stick it out, will it continue to serve me down? What's the outcome? And I think my mother knew exactly what the outcome was going to be. And that's why the sacrifices that she's made, that she made those decisions. And now everybody's happy. We're still a family unit. My dad is no longer a bad person. My dad has always been a good dad, but a horrible husband. But he's transformed into this different person. And, you know, I hear your mom saying as if it was my mom showing it.
Wow. Thank you. Does that make sense? Yes, definitely. And I so appreciate your sharing that, you know, very, you know, vulnerable part of your story, right? Yeah. I think that, as you said, you know, it's like they were doing the best they could with what they had at the time. And there's definitely something to be said for sticking it out, for being persistent. And in both cases, you know, we came out all right, didn't we? So,
yeah.
You know, it's, and so now there's that, you know, the beautiful, outcome of that, you know, which is, you know, having a happy family and also just learning also from the examples and the messages that we got about how to love ourselves and how important it is to love ourselves.
You sound like me.
Little tongue-tied. To love ourselves first, you know, and yeah, it when we can love ourselves first, we are able to give love to other people.
A lot of love to other
people. Right? And that's part of the message that I like to share with other moms. It's that even though you're a mom, it doesn't mean that you don't take care of yourself or that you neglect your own self-care in order to take care of your children. Because in doing that, you're doing them a disservice.
Mm-hmm. It's true. You can only give what you have. And if you don't have it, you have no right to be giving it because you don't have it. It's not genuine. And that's super cool how we literally just met today. And this is what I love about the journey that I'm enjoying in my podcast is because I get all these tribe of mom, women entrepreneurs in my podcast that has a lot of commonality, whether with me or with each other, just by listening, because I get to listen to my recording probably at least three times because I'm doing the recording, I'm editing and listening. And then once the finished product is done, then I listen to it again. And I mean, it's just so much fun. It's my favorite project I've ever done.
Awesome.
Tell us about your family, your kids, and all that good stuff. And how are you rocking it in your business and at the same time as a mom? And again, I think a lot of us have this in common to where we want to be mom first. That's our number one duty. That's our number one priority. But it's very challenging to juggle both. And then you also have your relationship with your husband.
Yes.
Tell me about all these synchronicities that you're having and how you're making it happen. Because even though sometimes I make it happen, I feel like I'm never doing enough. And the one thing in the mission is to validate and evaluate. That means validate someone like us that are doing it, but we have our days that we still doubt ourselves.
Yes.
And then evaluate the ones that are not yet doing it, but they want to, and they need to listen to someone that's already doing it.
All right. Yes. Thank you. Okay. So to tell you a little bit about my family, I have, like I said, I've been married for 20 years and my husband is Caucasian. And so we have two kids. My son is almost 14 now and my daughter is 11. And in terms of my journey, you know, when I was working full time, I was working as a psychologist and, you know, I always had great work opportunities and I had great supervisors. And so from that perspective, it was really good. And it got to be really stressful just shuffling all those things, right? So that here's work and then childcare and, oh my gosh, we got to get out of the house. Come on, get your shoes on. Oh my gosh, breakfast. Oh, and, you know, so there was like all this rushing around and too much yelling, too much impatience, right? And I found myself not liking myself as a mom. It's like, oh my gosh, this is like not, it's not good.
High five, sister.
You know, and what I learned in the process though was that, and by the way, I was beating myself a lot on, oh my gosh, what a horrible mom I am. And I'm a psychologist. It's like, I should know better, right? I should have all this stuff figured out. What's wrong with me? You know, and so going back to your point about, you know, doubting ourselves, holy macaroni. So it's, you know, and as I tell my moms, it's like, nobody's immune from this stuff, right? It happens to all of us, you know? And along my journey though, is I learned that when I took better care of myself and I slowed down, I was actually able to be more patient, to be more present. My family started to like me better. My husband started to like me better, you know? And it's like, wow, what a revelation. And so when I was starting my business, I decided, you know, what if I could help other moms not have to struggle as much and as long as I did in figuring these things out and be the better moms, the best moms that they can be right now, because they grow up so fast. They grow up so fast before you know it, you know, they're in high school and then in college and bye-bye. And you don't get another chance to do it.
And we cry because we can't rewind it.
No, exactly. You can't rewind it, you know. I'll tell you something else though. It's been a big blessing for me to become an entrepreneur.
Wow. That's amazing.
You know, so it's, and the reason is because, so we look at it as, yes, yeah, so we are moms and then we're trying to run a business and that is tough. Mm-hmm. And at the same time though, I have found is that by me embarking in that journey, I have learned so much about myself, about my capabilities, my strengths, and also my challenges, right? My flaws. And it's confronted me with my own fears as well. So it's been for me a really, a journey of growth and personal development. And as I do that, I find that the more that I grow and develop myself, that has allowed me to show up more present and more patient and more giving and, you know, better sense of humor with my kids. And that is so fantastic to me. It's been a gift, really.
I know it has a lot of, it does have a lot of struggles, but you actually become, because of the struggles, you learn how to not get worried right away and not get stressed out right away.
Yes.
And like I said, I interviewed this lady that said, you know, I don't condone the divorces, but if your kids are not getting the best version of you because you become this nasty person that's no longer genuine, you're being compressed, your energy is being compressed Yeah. And you are no longer operating as the authentic you, then your child is not, or children is not getting the best version of mom. And so if that becomes an issue, then because we project sometimes our frustrations to our kids without intention, because we're having a bad day or for whatever reason, fight with our husbands, and you're also showing that to them, she says, then that's when you really have to look at things. And as tough as that is, you need not show that to your kids, that you're, there's a borderline, you got to draw the line somewhere, which makes a lot of sense. And it is tough to be an entrepreneur, but it is freaking worth it, right?
Oh my gosh, it is so worth it. And you know, it reminds me of a quote that I really love, and I don't know that I'm going to say it 100% accurate, but it's basically the idea of, if don't ask what the world needs, find something that brings you alive and go do that, because what the world needs is people who have become alive.
Yes.
And so I look at that as, if we all as moms could do the very things that bring us alive, that bring us fulfillment and joy, we're going to show up differently. We're going to transmit that very energy in those very lessons to our children. And they're going to see that example and they're going to go, oh my gosh, yes, that's the kind of person I want to be. Yeah. Right. And it's the same thing with our marriages, right? Like if we can show up as our best partner and spouse, wow, what a beautiful example for them to see of what marriage could be and should be.
Yeah. Right?
So,
and you make the other spouse better, because when you grow from within and they see that and it actually projects to them without you having to tell them, does that make sense?
Yes.
They see what you're doing and it almost puts them into guilt mode and say, oh, she's working out, I better go work out, you know, like things of that nature. Oh, she's cooking and she's been cooking for the last six days, so I better cook at least once a week, you know, like make them think of, when you're not always nagging your spouse or your partner, it, and you're just focusing on yourself and you're just this happy person, there's nothing bad they could say about you.
Exactly.
And because there's nothing negative they could say about you, everything just turns into a positive. And it's really magical. It's hard to,
oh my gosh,
it's hard to connect the dots that way without going through it, especially when you're in the zone of difficulty. It's hard to open up your mind that is actually real and that's how you should do life. Because you're having this difficulty and you don't know what the other side looks like, and you're scared and you're fearful for whatever reason. I always say it always makes sense in the end. It always does. And so I'm so glad that we talked about family. This is awesome. 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 You talk a little bit about what your mother taught you.
Mm-hmm.
Now my next question is, the specific thing that your mother taught you that you're passing on to your kids. What's that lesson that your mom taught you that you are constantly teaching your kids when you're raising them?
Wow, that's a tough one. Let's see. You know, in my family, my mom and my dad both have always taught us about being respectful. And I think part of that is inherent in the culture, right? In that culture, there is this idea that, you know, being respectful, especially being respectful to your elders.
Mm-hmm.
So that has been something that's always been important to me, and to transmit that to my kids,
mm-hmm.
as well as the idea of being humble.
Mm-hmm.
That just because you have, you know, X house or X car, or you've got this many degrees or whatever, it doesn't give you permission to like lord it over other people or like think yourself superior. You know, you always want to be humble and always want to find a way to connect with and to serve people who need you.
Mm.
And so that's, I would say those are the two big pieces for me.
That's awesome. If your mother was listening right now, what would you tell her?
Oh my gosh, I would tell her, thank you, mommy, for all the wonderful lessons that you have taught me. And oh my God, you're going to make me cry.
I warned you. I always do this to my guests.
Yes.
My guests, to make sure you have Kleenex next to you.
And you know, I forgot about the Kleenex.
And you're not the only one. I cried the other day when my last interview, as I was sharing back and forth my story, and I'm the one that didn't practice what I preach because I didn't have Kleenex. So it's like, oh, because I'm pretty confident, like, I'm not going to cry with them. And then for some reason, because I got talking about my children and how they're serving all the time, I started crying. So anyways, so
yes, I would tell her, thank you for everything that you've done. And, you know, and I always try to make it a point when I write on her Mother's Day cards and birthday cards and Christmas cards, thank you for all the support, all the love, all the advice. Because she's always there. She's been that person, even with her own siblings. She's the second eldest, and she's the eldest girl. Mm-hmm. So she's always been a caregiver for everybody. And so she's definitely always there to support
everyone. That's awesome. Yeah. Now, how long have you owned your business?
This November, it's going to make 2 years.
2 years. Wow. Congratulations. That's amazing.
Thank
2 years.
You.
Who are your target market? We talked about a lot about moms. So I'm guessing that's
yes,
your main target market. And tell me about your practice. And who are those people and what kind of issues or what challenges they may have that they can, that you can help them with.
Great. Yeah. So I actually started out as a regular therapy practice. Mm-hmm. And so eventually along the way, I discovered where my passion really was, and that was in serving moms. So I started making that a part of my messaging, and it is part of my messaging. So now I'm transitioning more into the realm of coaching, and I created a coaching program that is all about serving moms, and specifically serving moms who are feeling the pressure to be super moms, the pressure of what I call the super mom myth, right? I got to do it all, and I got to do it perfect, and it's all about the kids. And, you know, that kind of thing. And so, because I found myself competing with the super mom and feeling like, oh my gosh, I'm failing here. I'm not doing this right, you know? So I think that, you know, those additional pressures, and we can be so critical with ourselves, so judgmental and so negative, right? And kind of gets us caught up in this loop. This cycle and comparing ourselves too to other moms, right? Oh, look at Susie Q down the street. She's doing such a great job. Why can't I do that? Mm-hmm. Right? And when we're working, we get jealous of the stay-at-home moms. And when we're stay-at-home moms, we're jealous of the ones who's working, you know? And
thanks for saying that. I laugh because it's true. And
right.
This is why this podcast exists, because we need to be real, and everybody needs to know that we all go through the same crap. We
exactly.
all have that day. And be careful what you compare yourself to or who you compare yourself to, because unless you truly, truly want to trade places with them and live their life, then you have no business of trying to be comparing yourselves to them. Because like when we started here, you had no idea I also came from another country, and that I had, you know, daddy issues. My dad was, you know, drinking and womanizing and all these other vices, gambler. although we loved him as a dad, we saw how he treated our mom. So mm-hmm. it's like when somebody says, Kareen, I want to be just like you. Be careful. Always be careful who you compare yourself to and who you want to become, because you only see the surface. You don't necessarily see the journey. And I think a lot of people want to be a successful person, yeah. but they don't want all the other crap that comes with it. Because it does come with crap.
Oh, yeah.
And if you're not willing, you ain't getting it. You know, it's like, you got to be willing to go through those, because that's what grows you.
Well, that's it. Exactly. You have to deal with the challenges that are put in your way. And that's what creates you into the person that you ultimately become. Mm. Right. And so with the moms, you know, it's, I think, like you said, you know, we all have our struggles, whether we are dedicated to our families exclusively and taking care of the home, or whether we have a career, we all go through this struggle. And so I think it's important to honor that and to not, to kind of unite and support each other mm-hmm. as moms, as opposed to sometimes we can be pretty mean, right? Like criticizing other moms. Like, oh, look what she's wearing, or what is she doing? Or, you shouldn't be doing that. You know, it's like, well, let's be supportive, you know?
Yes. Yes, so exactly.
Yeah.
You know, I wear nice clothes. I think people think that I spend a lot of money on them. And I'm so proud when people say, I love your sweater. Because like this morning, someone said, oh, your sweater is so nice. And like the back is like, it's like very nice.
Oh, sweet.
And I just go, oh, Goodwill, baby. You know, like, and my husband used to say, like, why would you say that? And I'm like, because other women think that shopping at a thrift shop or a discount store or whatever is below anybody. And so they go to this expensive and spend all their money and make themselves broke because they want to look as good and comparing themselves. I want them to know that you can look good. This is Target brand for $9.99. It still had a ticket on it. It's brand new. Nobody's worn it, but Goodwill gets Target brand that they never sell even on the clearance rack, and then they push it to Goodwill and
cool.
they discount it really heavily, but it's brand new. But that's the thing. It's like, people are like, oh, you always look so nice. But you have to learn how to embrace those things. And I just shut it down because they might think that I spend a lot of money on clothes. And they might be intimidated with me because I look so nice. And I've been told that I can be intimidating. And I just want to shut it down right away and say, do not be intimidated, because my journey is different than your journey.
Right.
And you have no idea that this nice sweater actually came from Goodwill.
Goodwill.
It's what? You can go there too.
Yes.
Just because I look good in it, or I put it together really nicely, doesn't mean you have to go somewhere expensive. But it's I just do that because I want other moms and women to know that these other perception that we have to spend a lot of money to look good, and we have this jealousy sometimes with each other,
mm-hmm.
to understand that why would you be intimidated by someone like me who buys clothes? I don't buy all my clothes there. I selectively buy, but it's like, I just feel like, hey, I'm a very humble person. There's nothing to be intimidated about when it comes to me. I just go chase my dreams and I don't put up with anything. And I have a really busy schedule. And sometimes you could see that as she has no time for me, even though you haven't asked me if I could have, you know, like you're just advanced judging everything just because I'm too busy and I look too busy doesn't mean I'm going to say no to making time for you. But, you know, like just things like that. It just bothers me. But, you know, temporarily I get over it.
But exactly. I mean, I think that goes back to that whole idea of this supermom character. It's like, you got to do it all, do it perfectly, and look hot while you're doing it. You know, it's like, look, Kareen looks like she's got it all together. She's one,
exactly,
one of the moms, you know? And yeah, but if the person who takes the time to talk to you will find out, you know, that you're a real person and that you shop at Goodwill, you know, just like
they might. Nothing wrong with it.
And there's nothing wrong with that. That's the thing, right? And so those kinds of, you know, thinking where we're judging or we're making assumptions, sometimes get in our way. And so that's part of what I work with moms around is, you know, where do these ideas come from and which kinds of beliefs might be helping you right now in your motherhood experience, in your life, and which might be getting in your way that maybe you need to do a little shifting around with it, you know? And also there's a piece about being self-compassionate, being accepting of who we are as women, right? And that we're not, don't have to be like Susie Q down the street, you know? We are okay just being ourselves. Mm-hmm. And in being ourselves, being authentic, being real, I think we're going to be happier and give a much better role model to our kids to follow.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I tell my husband. Like I say the truth. I say the most authentic thing. And if I have to say, yep, thanks, it's Goodwill, you know, like it's the truth. And yes, I could have not said it and still not lie to people, but I really want to people to understand that you don't have to spend a lot of money to look good. You just have to look good. You just have to be happy and confident.
Ooh, you know, happy, I love it.
Confident. Yeah. It's true. Because if you strip everything away, these are just things, you know, cars, you talk about cars, house, and you're being taught about being humble. If you strip all the human creation away, and if you wear your smile all the time and you're so confident about life and you're just killing it in life, I'm not saying it's perfect. I'm just saying it's killing it. It just shines, you know, you shine. And when you shine, that's all you gotta look. That's the look. That's the best look ever.
Oh my gosh, I love it. So the light comes from within, yes?
Mm-hmm.
So it's, and you know, and I tell people it's that it's self-care, it's not just about the outside, right? Like the way you dress, you know, but it's also how you, the nurturing your inner self, who you are, and being okay with who you are, and pursuing the things that you most enjoy that bring you happiness.
Mm-hmm.
You know, things like not just manicures and massages, which are wonderful.
Cosmetic stuff.
Exactly. Not just the cosmetic stuff. It's like, look inside. How are you taking care of your personhood, of your spirit?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
No, it's true. It's true. You illuminate. And you become, when you're a happy person, everybody wants to be hanging out with you.
Exactly.
Nobody wants to hang out or do business. Let's talk about business. Everybody don't want to do business with a person that's snotty, that's negative.
Mm-hmm.
And nowadays, people, before they do business with people, they look them up and cyber stalk them.
Ooh.
And nobody wants to do business with people that have negative stuff on their social media.
Right.
Whatever. Like, there's so many ways to find out about people nowadays if you know where to look. LinkedIn, Instagram, Facebook. You can find out about a person just by looking at their timeline. And so when you are just projecting inspiration, projecting happy, and you're actually really authentically happy with your life, it's people want to be around you. People want to do business with you. If you don't care about what other people think, you just like care about, am I happy? Am I fulfilled? Mm. Is this going to be serving me at the same time serving others?
Yes.
You just win in life.
Yes, ma'am. I have, fabulous coach that I love dearly. Her name is Felicia Searcy, and she always says that there is no private good, that everything that you do that's good for you is good for the world.
Yep. It's very true. So we're almost out of time, and I always have this last two questions to ask, and you might have already heard it.
Yes.
If you're, what are your kids' names?
Liam and Mia.
Liam and Mia. If Liam and Mia, because my kids, I don't know about you, but my kids Google me all the time. If they were listening, what message would you tell your kids?
I would tell them, go find your passion, your purpose, and go after it.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So you'll support them all the way.
Yes. Yes, because that's what I've discovered in my own journey, that being in touch with my sense of purpose is what's allowed me to feel even happier than I ever have been before, right? And to bring that light, as we were talking about, to other people. There's such fulfillment in that. And I want them, above all,
you're aligned,
to be happy, successful, fulfilled individuals who bring a positive influence into the world.
That's awesome. You're just aligned. You know, when you're aligned and you're at home, you are happy, right?
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
Now, what, last question, what's your definition of a mother hustler?
A mother hustler to me, and I think all of the guests that I have listened to in your podcast meet this definition, are women who have a vision and a purpose to their life and go after it with gusto. And in doing that, you know, they support and encourage and inspire their children to do the same, and others to do the same.
That's wonderful. Thank you for that. Now, before we go, can you let us know where we can find you? Which social media outlet do you usually hang out, and your website and all those good stuff?
Sure. So my website is joyfulimperfectioncounseling.com. So that's the name of my business, Joyful Imperfection Counseling. And I'm also on Facebook as Joyful Imperfection Counseling, and on Instagram under the same name, Joyful Imperfection Counseling.
So all over you are Joyful.
Joyful Imperfection Counseling. I also have a Facebook group called Recovering Supermoms. So that's another way that people can find me. And I post regular content both on the Facebook fan page and in the group. I post inspirational quotes and memes and videos and articles and things like that. So
wonderful.
Be a good way.
Well, I just want to say thank you so much for your time today and sharing your journey and being vulnerable as well. And really, my favorite part is not only sharing about your mother, because I always love to see how does this person become the person that who they are. It must be their parents or their mom, or how they were brought up. Because sometimes, you know, not everybody gets lucky enough to be raised by a mom, but a grandmother or a single dad, or for whatever reason, I always want to get into that background, whatever that looks like. So I appreciate you for sharing all that. And I am so glad we are virtual friends, and I can't wait to meet you in person and potentially have coffee with you, and we can chat.
Yes, let's do it.
But thank you.
Thank you very much, Karine. It's been a really wonderful experience being here with you. And if anything that I said resonates and, you know, people feel inspired by it, I am super thrilled about that. So thank you for this opportunity.
You are so welcome, and you just go get it, girlfriend, okay?
All right. Woohoo!
Take care.
You too. Thank you, Karine. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, sisters, thank you so much for listening and always supporting the Being Mother Hustler podcast every single episode, every single week. I know most of you take screenshots of these episodes and share it all over your social media outlet. And for some of you that's left us a 5-star review, from the bottom of my heart, I'm so super grateful for you. Make sure you follow us on Spotify and subscribe to the show on iTunes. And it would mean the world to the entire Mother Hustler Nation community if you wrote us a 5-star review. Because I'm telling you, this is not about me. This is not about you. It's about all of us in the community inspiring each other, learning from each other, and not allowing each other to make any excuses to chase our dreams. I swear I read those reviews and it fuels me to my core, makes me cry for great reasons. So I so look forward to reading those reviews. As always, sisters, don't forget to give, serve, live, and love. Have a mother hustling day.